Solve some issues, save the planet. You never know, you might be the one that has the solution. You can access me all throughout the internet, augmentandforce.com, Brian396.com, GadCanada.org, Aramac and the YouTube channel. You can get me anywhere, almost any place, anytime, the YouTube channel as well. With the Herbs Plus Beadworks. Feel free to go to these places, get the information for free. Don't need your firstborn, don't need your credit card, don't even need your first or second mortgage. Just go there and get the information. I was having a discussion earlier today with another person, another awakened person who's, you know, active as well, trying to get people to wake up, and she's letting me know about a issue going on with China and the 5G and the 6G and why that's been going on. And Canadians better pay close attention to this, and as well as the Americans, because it's already started in Australia. The Chinese, what they do, this is how they're controlling the population in China. I don't know if we want that over here in our part of the world. I don't know if we even want that at all. But, you know, we've heard, Joe had a commercial years ago that he used to play on the network. A guy calls him for a pizza. And the guy gives him their credit card, and the pizza person says, "Well, Mr. So-and-so, we see you got a cholesterol issue. We see you got this. We see you got that. And your insurance will go up if you buy this pizza," and all this horse hockey. That's become a reality in China. If you smoke, buy too much tobacco, you buy too much food, junk food or whatever, and you're buying too much of this, buying too much of that. They can then control your pensions or the money they give you. Now it is, to my understanding, that in America and in Canada, I'm going to speak on this on behalf of North America at this point, and the same would be true in Australia and New Zealand, those who listen to me down there in the Commonwealth, because we're all part of the Commonwealth. It appears to me that the money that we have worked all our lives for to put in some kind of pension package or whatever is none of the government's bloody business what we do with our money, what we spend it on, and what we use it for. They're not using anything medically anymore these days to treat or fix anybody anyhow, and they have cut costs on treating the older people. For instance, in the United States, they used to treat people with aneurysms by doing a mild surgical procedure, which the United States government has told the medical field in America not to do anymore. Give them a placebo, let them go home and die. It's cheaper. Why spend money on an older person? Because the idea behind it is once you die, you quit collecting benefits, right? This is the whole concept. Now, in our respective countries, we have worked our asses off so that at the end of our lives or near the end of our lives, we may be able to one day sit back and enjoy some comfort in the fact that we busted our backsides to build these respective countries. We built Canada, we built America. That at the end of it all, we would get compensated for our loyalty to the prospective countries and the principles of democracy. Now they're going to dictate to everybody that if you buy a milkshake, and you buy 10 milkshakes, they're going to cut your unemployment. They're going to cut your pension. They're going to cut your welfare. They're going to cut your disability. They're going to cut your social program. Who gave them the right and the wherewithal to be my mom and dad? I didn't give them the right. I didn't tell them I needed their supervision. I worked my ass off to do what I want to do within my life at near the end of it. It should be my choice to decide what I'm going to do without being penalized with my social benefits. After all, I did contribute to that package. After all, I did give to that system. System has no right to deny me access under any circumstances, and that's my point. They're trying to connect Canada and the United States with China so that this will become a reality. Now, back in the 1980s, we had a prime minister in Canada named Mr. Mulroney. And he tried to tax the seniors on their pensions. The seniors had this Chuck U. Farley attitude and decided to march to Ottawa. I think if they do decide to do this again, those of us who are left behind or left, who are left over, need to do the same thing in both countries to let them know that we are no longer going to tolerate their baloney. This is outrageous how all of a sudden the governments think they can just step in and control how we live based on our capacity to be retired and have earned the right to live as we choose. As long as we don't hurt nobody or violate anybody's other personal rights in regarding to hurting them or dismembering them or doing anything of that nature, you're free to do as you wish. Well, that's what it used to be anyway. Now, I think the millennials that are coming around, millennials that are coming around, they don't have enough brains in their head to create a spark. If they don't have, these people do not have a clue today what life is really all about. They have absolutely no clue. Zero. All they know is the extent of a phone. Now, yeah, before I go on, let me make a quick comment here before I get carried on in this mess, because I hear stuff like this and it gets my dander up a little bit. And you're not going to tell me how I'm going to live my life because you decided that you're going to hold back my pension and my benefits? Who the bloody hell are you? You know, you're going to give me what's mine because that is my right and I will exercise that right. And everybody I'm talking to right now on the online here, okay, if you're a 50s baby or a 60s baby, you're coming up to the plate. You're coming up to the batter's box. Okay, this is going to target you. If you sit there and do nothing, then you get what you deserve. Nothing. If you're standing up to the plate and you're ready to swing that bat to knock that ball into the home run section, then that's what you need to be doing, and you deserve to get what you are entitled to. But anyway, before I go on, we did the last show. The last show I did, I recorded it, and there was a delay or a pause almost every 5 seconds. Anyway, the show has been fixed. So if it was driving you nuts and it was driving you crazy, because again, the show, you know, I start talking, there was a pause, start talking, there was a pause. Somebody let me know this, and I didn't know this was going on until after I got a couple emails telling me that the last program was all screwed up. Anyway, it had to do with the Podbeam, so they fixed it. So if you go there, you should be able to hear the whole show without the pauses. So if it drove you nuts, I do apologize. It was beyond my control. It just seems like when we have a show that has any kind of merit or any kind of substance to it, you see, something always goes wrong. Something always goes wrong. And that's par for the course today. You know, and you got to kind of expect that stuff is going to happen. I mean, you tell people the truth, show them the reality of what life is really going on, happening in life. You know, this is something, again, they don't like want anybody to see. And again, I've come to this conclusion. Not everybody is going to get saved, and not everybody is going to get help. And not everybody is going to want the help. And I'm not worried about those people. I could care less. If they decide that they want to turn their back on reality and get caught up in the fantasy and get caught up in the assimilation process, hey, more power to you. More power to you, you know. But if you are the type of person that says, you know what, I am going to step up to the plate, knock a home run out, yeah, fine, that's great. Those are the people I will work with. Those are the people that I will help in any way I can. And this is the way it's got to be. And I've said this before many a time. When you're out there, I was talking to the same person, don't try to convert nobody. It's a waste of time. Because basically it's your will against their will. It's just not going to work. Tell them the truth. They can wrestle with it. They can swear. They can curse. They can do whatever they want. They can yell and scream and use strong language, weak language, salt of the earth language, whatever they want to use. Let them have their emotional whatever. Sooner or later, they will come to a reality, or they will have a reality check. The one thing about the truth, and I've said this before, you can run from the truth. You can go to the highest mountain, the lowest depths. Go to the other side of the planet. And no matter where you go, the truth will always be there. It'll gnaw at you. It'll eat at you. It will force you to come to grips with reality one way or another. So you don't have to convert nobody. Just tell them the truth. Whatever it may be, whatever you're trying to show them, whether it's 5G, nanotechnology, nanobiology, synthetic biology, chemtrails, weather modification, genetics, GMOs, transgenetics, locker, CRISPR, whatever it is you're talking about, the moon being, you know, a satellite or a reflector, the sun being a solar heater, whatever it is you are talking to them about, it will not matter. Just tell them the truth. You gotta understand, truth is stranger than fiction. And this has been said many a time as I was growing up. When you hear the truth, it can sound like the most bizarre thing you've ever heard. Because that's how bad it has been buried. So when we're looking at some of the things that we are hearing today, it can sometimes take a little time for that to sink in. I hear some things all the time, and I have to sustain a level of openness that it might be true, but also to sustain a certain amount of skepticism that might be a lot of BS as well. That's a fine line to try to balance, especially when you've been hardcore, hardwired, and hard-lined into thinking what the entities in this life have been trying to make us believe. Someone mentioned to me today, when I mentioned entities, people might be thinking alien. Well, that's one way of looking at an entity. Entity could be a group of people, could be an institution, could be a collaborative group that are agreeing to work in a certain parameter. An entity is something you don't understand who or what it is. It's like an invisible presence. Doesn't necessarily mean it's alien. So I wanted to present that as well to clarify that from the last show. Entities can be things that are working in conjunction against you. They could be governments. They could be institutions. They could be systems. They could be conglomerations. Can be religious. Could be non-religious. Entities. Matter of fact, if I recall correctly, John F. Kennedy mentioned that in the Secret Society speech, referring to these as entities. Could be wrong, but I thought I heard the term. When we are looking at our personal rights and freedoms, because the reason why I'm talking about this, about going back to what I was talking about before, so you know, people say, hey, you just made a left turn here, where the hell did you go? The reason I'm talking about this, because those of us in this age group right now have had initiated in us all the experiments that have been done in the last 60 years. The vaccinations that were introduced to us with the live culture, the polio vaccine, for instance, the vaccines that they gave us as children, thinking that they were going to do something, when there are studies clearly indicating that all these vaccines do is implement the infections, all the transitions in the food by adding nanosilica in the food supply, then going into microwaving in the food supply, then bringing in soy and other estrogenic components into the food supply, then adding glyphosates into the food supply, and then all, and then chemicals, and then food supply, then adding nano silver to the food supply, and then growing things with smart dust, smart bots, smart sensors. They have been doing this for the last 6 decades. So our generation is the one they want to eliminate, because the next generation, quite frankly, don't have a bloody clue. Their idea of integrating or connecting with each other is the use of a cell phone. They have no idea what it means to connect to somebody on a more physical, personal level. The phone, the brain hacking device, the tracking device, the kill switch device that they've got all these people connected to is their link to reality. So those of us from that era of time, we've been exploited and experimented on without our permission. We went along with the program because we thought that was the patriotic thing to do. That's what it meant to be a Canadian or an American. You know, we're going to follow the system. We're going to do the right thing. That's what we were thinking. And as a result, we have now jeopardized our health and jeopardized our longevity, jeopardized our genetic code. So now, at the end of this all, they want to now not only control, you see, because Agenda 2030 is around the corner, where they're going to want to mandatorily vaccinate everybody and take away everybody's exemptions. And how they're going to do this, sounds like the mark of the beast, it really does. How they're going to do this is if, just like they did in Australia, just like they're doing in China. If you don't get the vaccine, we're going to hold back your pensions. We're going to hold back your social programs. We're going to hold back your medical. We're going to hold back, you know, your unemployment. You're going to hold back the social monies that we're giving you because you're debilitated or whatever. That's how it's going to come down the pipe. And if they go into a cashless system, then they'll have full and utter control, because now they have you by the short and curlies. That's a very crude way of saying they've got you over a barrel. And like I said, we need to stay alert on this, and we need to maintain a certain level of alertness in regarding to this situation. Because if we don't, guess what? A lot of us will be living in camps. I just got a thing. I haven't had a chance to post it yet, but they, from what they're saying Trump. I like the way they put this. Trump is now having the people in California being put into government camps. It's like, really? Trump is doing this. Now, whether Trump is doing this or not, I do not know for sure. I think his administration is doing it. And I think there's probably things that are going on in his administration he has no control of either. Because I'm not saying that, you know, it's because it's so easy to point at a political person, right? The leader of a party. Oh, that so-and-so is an SOB and that so-and-so. And really, that's the fall guy. That's the guy you target. That's the guy you go after. That's the guy, but the real game player or players are your banking institutions, your industrial institutions, your pharmaceutical institutions, some of your religious institutions. These are the ones that are actually pulling the strings. Entities, let's call them entities. Entities are pulling the strings, and as a result, your political leaders take the fall for whatever is going on. So when we're looking at some of the things that they're propagating now on the media, you need to pay attention, especially those of us from the 50s, 50s babies, 60s babies, because it's our turn now to have a kick at the can, and now they're trying to take away the game. Now they're trying to take away your rights. They got to start somewhere, and they're trying to phase us out as fast as they can. We're the last group that really had any kind of education and had the capacity to think, because they made us rebellious in our youth. And they made us look at things differently in our youth. The next generation doesn't know anything. They just go along. Oh, I got a cell phone. Ooh, I got a selfie. Ooh. Now, again, there are some millennials that are awake, and I'm not going to say they're all that way. And I have had some call me up and give me a little heck for, hey, we're not all the same way, you know, that kind of thing. So I get that too. Keep in mind, this is going to affect your health, because I'm going to tell you something. Those of you who have been hooked on these bloody pharmaceuticals that they've addicted you to over the decades, they're going to take away your drugs. Oh, you don't want a vaccine? Oh, we're not going to take care of you no more. We're going to cut your drug supply. You know what would happen if you tell a junkie that all of a sudden their ecstasy is no longer available, or their fentanyl is no longer available? Oh, man, they'll kill for that. Now, a lot of people have become so addicted to these drugs that they now have to have them or they would die. So now this is the choice you're going to have. You know, take the poison and die from it, or not take the poison and die from being denied. That's the choice. That's how you got to look at it. Because everyone's got this idea that there's this reward program. If you go along with the song, then they'll reward you. That's what you think. But in the long and short of it, it winds up happening, if you go along, they just kill you anyway. They don't care. I keep telling everybody, they just don't care about you. This is the theme we're living in today. And I'm sure, now I mentioned North America, because this is where I'm living, and this is where we're getting the news, and this is how we're hearing things. I would imagine Europe is going to go through the same thing. And maybe not right away, because Europe is a little further ahead in the social programs that they have there. And people there may fight a little bit harder. But once a certain amount of the percentage of that generation starts to die off, for whatever reason, you know, all of a sudden they get a laser hit them, or a frequency device take them out, or a photonic energy hits them, or, you know, directed energy blasts fire them, or maybe their houses kill them with these smart technology that they're buying. Oh, oh, oh. Cause of death, smart technology. Oh, no, that won't be on the list. No, why would that be on the list? Cause of death, heart failure. Cause of death, diabetic. Cause of death, organ failure. Cause of death, you know, cancer. Cause of death. Ever wonder, how much of these autopsies are just FOS? Total bogus, totally bogus on every front. That these people may have actually died from nano poisoning. See, we're talking about 5G and how 5G has a profound effect on our brain and our cells, our DNA and our mitochondria. See, but nobody's actually looking at the nano part of this, the nano aspect of it. See, this is a three-way assault. Disarmament, loading, and assault. First, we take away your body's ability to defend itself by disengaging your colon, removing the bacteria required to sustain and support the DNA and the immune system. Then we load you up with nanoparticulates, which are very sensitive to frequencies like the carbon C60 horse hockey that they try to sell you, and that damn, zeolite horse hockey. Load your body up, it doesn't come out like they say, it's a lot of bullsh. Now you've got a superconductive material in the body that has absolutely no resistance to the frequencies. You get shot with this thing, and the level of damage and the intensity of the damage is unbelievable. Oh, I hear the music, so we'll come on back and we're going to get more into this. So stay right back. Come right back. Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. I am your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live and in living color. Can you imagine that? Anyway, we're talking about, I forgot what we're talking about. We're talking about nano and the assault with 5G and how it's a three-way hit. And we are now in this realm of dealing with 5G. And again, until the equation with nano is involved 100%, okay, and you get that in there, these frequencies and these devices that they're using is being amplified exponentially because of the nanoparticulates inside of our bodies. And the medical field hasn't caught up to this yet. The scientific community hasn't caught up with this yet. They are researching it and studying it, but they're not looking at this completely as they should. You know, when we're looking at a lot of the, issues in our health that's been going on for several decades, it's all tied to nano, all of it. And all the added frequencies and all the added different things that they have initiated with us over time, is all cumulative, and it's in combination. It's a synergistic assault on the body. And once you understand that kind of synergy and that kind of assault, then it's going to start making sense why, A, you're not recovering like you should. You're having a hard time recovering. You get a simple little cold, it can take you 6 months to recover from a cold. Why is that? Tiny little cut, giving you a little bit of an infection, and you're having problem recovering. You're having some slight blood pressure issue, and you can't seem to get that down. Simple little things. Or all of a sudden you can't remember things. Can't focus. Don't even know what day of the month of the year you're in. You're having just problems all the way around. Mobility. I saw a woman today walking down the street, and she had this walking stick or cane or whatever. And I noticed her legs were completely rigid. No flexibility, no bending at the knees, nothing. Zero. It told me, because again, my studies and my own personal involvement with nano and synthetic biology, that her legs were completely loaded. And I'm noticing more and more people are having more and more difficulty walking because your body's immune system is trying to protect the organs from the saturation of the nano. And when you get hit with the frequency, it's a double kick in the backside. Okay? It's a double kick in the backside because now you're breaking down the mitochondria, you're breaking down the DNA, and you're loading the body up with nanoparticles. That is going to be the biggest drop dead rate going, because the heart cannot continue taking that kind of stress. All this assault on the body, loading the body up with poisonous metals on a nanoscale, programming these metals to assemble and develop and network a circuitry in the body to override your DNA, to shut down your immune system, and then hitting you with frequencies that further debilitate you on a cellular level, causing all kinds of brain disorientation and cellular miscommunication, is going to cause an extreme amount of stress and duress on the heart. Why do you think they've been pushing vitamin D in the health food industry? Vitamin D can cause calcium deposits to incrementally increase in the heart and in the arterial lining, causing more stress on the heart's capacity to not only contract, but to relax. Magnesium levels could get pushed right out the door. Why do you think the aluminum is being sprayed in the sky? And why is all our food wrapped in aluminum? To knock out the magnesium in the body, and the potassium, and the calcium. People think you need calcium to make solid bones. Nothing could be further from the truth. Calcium is a component of the skeletal system. This is true. But it's the sodium that keeps the skeletal system intact. It's the boron that keeps the skeletal system intact. Salt is what keeps the skeletal system intact. And you're all excreting high amounts of salt as a result of radiation exposure from those solar heaters. Haven't you noticed the temperatures being completely, totally screwed up? can't walk, you're cramping up quicker than normal. Bend your leg one way and your legs will lock up. Why is that? Are you thinking because you're getting older, that's the result? That is the myth and the nonsense and the bullshit that they've been telling us for five decades. Oh, you're getting older. You're getting older. What's that got to do with anything? I'm not dead. I'm just a little older. Doesn't mean my body is going to lock up on me because I bend it a certain way. It's because my DNA or my mitochondria is being constantly assaulted, being broken down. That's why. So basically, you have to use the magnesium, calcium, potassium, boron, and some phosphorus in order to flush out the aluminum levels that are being accumulated in the skeletal system. It's the silica that they initiated back in 1960 that's causing the most damage to the skeletal system because it assembles, and as it assembles, it breaks down the skeletal foundation. They're not telling you this. Why would they? And they've known. They've known since 1960. They've known that silica breaks down DNA strands. We're using that to kill insects, and then they want you to consume this. This is incredible. Imagine that. If we can shred an insect to pieces, what's that doing to your insides? And then the latest and greatest, they want to combine silica with carbon. So now we have a new life form that can now grow in the body by activating it with frequencies. Can you imagine that? But listen to all these NASA gurus, these guys from NASA. I think there's something to do with the acronym, but I don't think I can say it on the radio. Some people have had some sayings about NASA that aren't very polite. What can I tell you? What can I tell you? Anything coming from NASA or DARPA, seriously, means nothing. Except get prepared to lose your money and get prepared to lose your life. That's what it means. Anybody who's saying that they're a proponent of NASA, hang on to your wallet. You are about to get raped financially and physically. That's what these guys are all about. That's what they've always been all about. Nothing is going to change. Nothing is going to benefit. This whole nonsense in regarding to how they are a scientific community to assist us in our making our lives better. That is the fantasy that they propagate. You got to remember something. Your enemy is not going to come out and say, I'm going to kill you. Your enemy is going to scheme. They're going to plan. They're going to be devious. They're going to devise. They're going to come at you in the shadows. Pretty much like what most entities do. They come out in the shadows. They don't come out and directly assault you. Of course, if they did that, you might actually fight back and you might actually win. That's why they come out in the shadows, because it gives them a higher, a bigger advantage in order to take you out. You can't fight what you don't see. You don't fight if you don't understand that there's nothing there to fight. I mean, like I said, we are dealing with stuff today that is just amazing. And this has been going on for quite some time. It's just now it's been enacted. Now it is happening. And it's been happening now under our noses. And it's happening in ways that is shocking. You tell people certain things and they say, well, how is that possible? Why was that allowed to happen? So forth and so on. Shocking. It's just shocking. It's not that it's just shocking. We've been so distracted with so much nonsense chasing the dream. We were chasing the dream. You know, that was the terminology that was used, that we were chasing the dream. And that dream is what it was, a dream. There's no basis to reality whatsoever on that dream. None. Zero. It was all designed to keep us distracted, keep us from looking at reality the way we should have. And as a result, we are in the compromise that we are in today. And this has affected everything. Everything. The political structures that we're involved in today, our belief systems that we have, irrespective of what they may be, the religious institutions that have been, again, deceiving and weaving and manipulating people into some direction, disinforming people, making people think that something may be actually godly, but it's not the right God that they're following. Now, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, once you find some of this stuff out, has a tendency to really piss you off. I mean, really, really piss you off that you've been, you know. I find I do enough stupid things in life, but when somebody really does something to me where I'm really had and made to feel even more stupid, I don't know about you, but that really pisses me off that I was taken the way I was. It's just a hard pill to swallow that somebody went out of their way to plan and devise a means of devastating me in a way that I was going along with. We all were, you know. And it's these institutions that have been working their hardest to win your trust. You ever see that on the commercials? We're here to win your trust. You know, we're not, I'm not much of a trusting person to begin with, and then when somebody tells me this, it makes my back of my neck crawl a little bit. You're going to win my trust. How deep are you going to go into my pocket, and how many turns of the knife are you going to twist in my back, or how many bullets are you going to be putting in my body? That's my thinking these days. That's how I look at things. And some of you might say that's a little bit over the top, but when you really take an overall look at what's going on and how they've got you tagged, how they've got you monitored, how they've got you looking through the eyes of deception, how they're manipulating you, it's not over the top at all. In fact, you should be more that way. I was watching a commercial. And they got these glasses on now called Mighty, Mighty Bright or Mighty Light, I forget now. Anyway, you put these glasses on and all of a sudden now you can see. Everything's magnified. And then I thought, well, isn't that something? They put all these damn, what do you call them? In the eyes, Well, anyway, they're fibers, okay? They're fibers in our eyes. And there's a term everybody calls when slipped my head. See, they popped me in the head with these damn frequencies. But anyway, and I thought, okay, now they got these things in our eyes, and they're now going to magnify everything that we're looking at so we can see. Oh, this is a great idea. I can now see. We're also amplifying the light frequencies from these lenses into our eyes so that it would cause more damage to the retina. This is, I mean, like I said, nothing is being given to you today that doesn't have some kind of secondary hit. You know, it's what it is. It's what it is. Floaters, that's what it is. The term is floaters. You know, we all got these floaters in our eyes, right? These dark spots that we see sometimes, and sometimes we see what looks like a hair, or we see what looks like a cluster, or just fog over the eyes. Now they're selling these magnifying lenses So now you can see better. Magnification can also magnify light frequencies. So if you do use these things, minimize sunlight and minimize high bright lights. You know, when we're looking at television, you know, how they are. Tony, how do you get rid of floaters? Stop chemtrailing the sky, and eventually we'll get rid of them. But that ain't gonna happen. No, no. The Health Protection Branch, the FDA, the Ministry of Environment, the Ministry of Health, the Environmental Protection Agencies in the United States of America are not going to do their job to make sure that you can see properly. No, 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 no. They're going to continue passing the buck and saying it's not their administration that does that work, it's somebody else. You know, the three-ring circus. You're going to need 3 ounces of distilled water or reverse osmosis water. You're going to need either 1 teaspoon of salt or 1 teaspoon of MSM, either or. You're going to dissolve that in water, in that water. Then you're going to pour some of that into a shot glass, a whiskey glass. You're going to tip your face down. You're going to open your eye. You're going to put that glass firmly over your eye, tip it back, and you're going to blink. Repeat the process on the other eye. When you're taking a bath in the saline solutions, you're putting the Epsom salt, the trisodium phosphate, and the borax, and the baking soda, and you're dissolving that in your bath water. When you're in your bath water, stick your head under the bath water, squeezing your nose, so you don't get water rushing into your brain. And blink while you're underwater. What usually happens after about a day or so, you'll get this crusty crap coming from your eyes. And when you go to rub it, it'll feel like almost like a hard sand or glass. That means you've delayered your eyes. Maintain that, do that regularly, and eventually you'll be able to see clearly again. Make sure you're taking taurine, copper, and zinc so that the eye can, again, bind with these metals, these nanoparticles, and remove them from your eyes. You might want to incorporate more retinal palmitate as a form of vitamin A. You might want to use even vitamin C. If you can find, which will be very difficult to do today, but if you can find a lycopene product that the tomatoes came from a greenhouse to minimize any nano in it, do so. That will also help the eyes. Years ago, you would take tomato, make a tomato paste, mix it with olive oil, and consume it, and that would help the eyes. But today, tomato is one of the few vegetables that they have saturated with nano poisoning. Everything we are eating, everything we are breathing, everything that we're drinking will have some form of nano in it. You're going to have to come up with antidotes, blocking agents, chelating agents, or neutralizing agents in order to make this stuff ineffective. That's what we're having to do today. So when we're looking at nano today, what it is, frequency activated synthetic biology that is altering our DNA and breaking down our mitochondria, that is nano poisoning. Nanobiology activation by frequency. That's probably it in a nutshell. There's no lime, there's no slime, there's no fungi, there's no whatever they're telling you. Everybody that's out there propagating some horse hockey about what more gallons is at best speculating, selling you a bunch of nonsense. We are dealing with a synthetic biology activated by frequencies designed to break down your DNA and mitochondria. And it's there also to integrate with your DNA to take you out. If it doesn't take you out, to debilitate you to a point where a frequency or some other venue can come along and disengage you from this existence in this life to the next one. Probably the simplest way of putting it. In other words, it'll kill you. And that's what it's designed to do. But now, I'm going to talk about a new design. A moderate design. A design called the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You might want to give them your support, help them any way you can, keep them afloat, keep these type of shows going and rolling. You got www.minds.com/Brian396, www.brian396.com. You got Aeromac on the YouTube channel. You got Gag Canada and gagcanada.ca. You got Herbs Plus and Beadworks on the YouTube channel. Augmentinforce.com. These are places that can give you information that may get you through another day in paradise. Support these people any way you can. Remember, I always say, don't ask what your activists can do for you. Ask what you can do for your activist. I also do consultations as well, so if you feel the need for a consultation, give me a call. I may not get to you right away, so please be patient, just keep sending me emails, keep reminding me. And if you are sending me funds and you're sending them through the email, let me know that you sent them, whatever. Please put in either in the main letter or the email that you sent, whatever, so that I can see it, because sometimes I don't see stuff or attachments are not mentioned, so, and again, sometimes I overlook it too. So if it's right in front of me, it makes my life a little easier. But if you need a consultation, feel free to call me at 519-977-5351. Send me an email. We can set up a time for you so we can know what your time zone is, and so we can get together and see if we can come up with a solution. Alrighty. We are in a war. I mentioned this before. I'm mentioning it again. We are in a war. Don't let anybody tell you differently. We are in a war. And it's for keeps. You know how everybody talks about there's a reset coming. There's a reset coming. In Christianity, that reset is the second coming of Jesus, when he resets this planet or gets the planet reset back on course. And I think that's the reset we should be looking at, those who believe. Now you can look at it whatever you want to look at, and I really don't care how you interpret it, but that one makes the most sense to me out of all of them. Because I don't think the planet can take another one of these type of resets that's been going on. It's constantly dwindling fractal movement that we're heading into a spiral, going down to the deepest part of the abyss. And this abyss is an unforgiving place. So again, you know, that's my thinking. Some people say, well, where's the hope? Yeah. I'm always telling people, you know, I had a guy call me today, told me he was believing in God, but didn't want to believe the Bible. Says, well, bud, if you don't want to read the Bible, how are you going to believe in God? If that's God's word, then you need to read what he's got to say. Jesus came down here to show us what it's all about and how to live and what to do. But if you're not going to read what he's got to say, how the hell are you going to know what's going on? So some of you may have an opinion about the Bible. That's cool. And I have no problem with that. I always tell people, I didn't believe in God at one time either. But at the least, you might want to read what Christ had to say. And you might find yourself surprised. He didn't care for a lot of this crap either. In fact, that's why he came down, to get us out of this mess. I always say, Moses saved the Hebrews out of Egypt. Christ came down here to save us out of hell. That's my perspective and my thinking. Anyway, I just want to point that out so that, you know, I've often said, our best hope is each other. Okay, our best hope is each other. Don't allow yourself to get caught up on the mainstream nonsense, because if you do, there is no hope there. It'll just further take you down the pipe. You know, that's what it's designed to do, take you down the pipe. Don't allow yourself that luxury. Don't allow yourself that deception. Don't allow yourself to get caught up in the game of this world. I mean, the Bible tells you that. Don't get caught up in the cares of this world. You know, because you get caught up on this stuff, man, it's going to just take you down the toilet. You know, it will take you down the toilet. Because that's what it's designed to do. I've often looked at the planet as nothing but a boot camp. You know, we're going through the boot camp to get prepared for whatever we got to get prepared for to get us out of this place or to make us realize this ain't all it's cracked up to be. You know, and it isn't. It's just not all that's cracked up to being at all. You know, don't get deceived. Don't get caught up in the game. Don't get caught up on the nonsense at all. Recognize it for what it is. See it for what it is. Yeah, because that's that. If you don't, and you get sucked into it, it'll kill you. You know, if the nano doesn't kill you, the genetics will. If the genetics don't kill you, the frequencies will. If the frequencies don't kill you, the entities will, one way or another. Don't put your faith in government. Don't put your faith in these churches either. Any religion, I don't care what they are, you know. That would be a misplacement of faith. They'll tell you what you want to hear. They'll sing you the song. They'll play you the flute. They'll get you to dance. And in the end, they'll pull the rug from underneath you. That's the way it's been. That's the way it's always been. Nothing's going to change. Anybody thinks that there's going to be that things are going to get better? They're going to get a lot worse before they get better. The game is en route. En route. It's got to finish. And once it's finished, then it's a starting over. Hopefully, we can put away all the nonsense that got us in this place in the first place. At least that's the hope. Anyway, where are we at? Okay, running out. Let me see here. One quick look here. Let me take a look here real fast, see if I got everything covered. Okay, we talked about the home, DARPA, and the AI. Oh yeah, okay, talking about deception, I almost forgot this. There's a footage they didn't want you to see. It's about the 9/11 documentary. There were no airplanes. There was absolutely no planes whatsoever. That was all documented. There was a game playing with the radar network on the military. One guy actually broke down the documentary and showed that it was all dubbed footage. Don't believe anything the TV tells you. All right, I hear the music. So we'll see you Tuesday. Till then, study, test, and experiment. See you in a bit. Take care.